back to another edition of the Pegcast. I'm your host, Michael Pagani, joined alongside Everett Silvertips forward, Caden Brown. Caden, welcome to the Pegcast. Thank you again for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My first question to you to start off this interview is, how have you been doing recently?
Good. I've just sat home for Christmas here. It's been nice to see the family and see my dogs and everything. So it's been relaxing. I'm excited to get back to Everett.
It must be nice to spend the majority of your holiday. I assume most of your holiday plans is going to be centered around family since you don't get to see them that much during the season.
Yeah, you get a couple weeks, so you try to make the most of it, right? And then the next time you see them is at the end of the season.
How is your injury coming along? You were kind of telling me about it. Is it kind of like a short-term or is it a long-term thing?
It's coming along really well. I'm quite a bit ahead of schedule, so hoping to get back into action the next couple weeks, but I've been out a couple months with it, so.
It must have been frustrating kind of just to be like that spectator, right? Like you're injured. You can't really do anything except rehab, right?
Yeah, exactly. You just want to play so bad. It's not fun watching.
You get that itch that you just want to come back and you're trying to rehab. So it's great to see that you're ahead of schedule and that you're going to be able to get back as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk about the last game before the holiday break here. It was a 4-3 overtime loss. The last game that you played in was a 4-3 overtime loss to the Wenatchee Wild, where you guys actually peppered the goalie with 49 shots. But what's it like to play in that 3-on-3 overtime? Like, does your mindset or game plan change at all?
I didn't actually finish that game. That's the game I got hurt. So I was kind of just following along online as I was getting some x-rays done. So it was disappointing that we couldn't pull through, but I didn't actually watch that one or play in that one even.
That's my bad. I apologize for that. I apologize for that, but thank you for clarifying there. Let's talk about your story here. Who influenced you to get into hockey?
Definitely my dad. He's been by my side the whole time and kind of had same career path up to this point. He ended up being drafted by the Tampa Bay Lightning and played quite a few years pro, mostly in the minors. But most of the things that have come my way the last couple of years, he's been right there and knowing what to do is he's had the same things come his way. So most recent one is the injury, right? He's been helping me deal with that because he had a few when he played. And it's been really nice to have him by my side.
What's it like to be like kind of in that professional setting, watching your dad growing up, just kind of soaking that all in?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, I looked up to him my whole life. He's my hero growing up. So yeah, it's been nice to kind of have someone like that in your life.
Because like it, not many hockey players kind of can say like, oh, you know what? Like my dad played in the CHL. My dad, you know, played in the minors. He played pro for however long. So it's really special that you kind of have that someone that you can look up to that did play pro.
Yeah, exactly. It's try to take advantage of it as much as you can because not everyone has that the person to go to just the same house as them, right?
Was there a player growing up who you wanted to model your game after?
Growing up, I was a huge Alex Ovechkin fan, but I wouldn't say that's exactly what I play like. So I don't know. I really like the two Tkachuk brothers. That's my two players. I really like the way they play and try to model my game after them a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, when I played hockey myself, like I always looked up to the guys that got in front of the net that got greasy. So obviously, like I'm a Habs fan, so that would be like the Brendan Gallagher. I just love those types of players that, you know, go into the corners, do the dirty work, and just feed the puck to the superstars, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. You're from Fort St. John, you know, BC. Were you a Canucks fan growing up, or were you kind of that Tampa Bay Lightning fan that you had kind of mentioned earlier with your dad playing for them?
Growing up, the Canucks were actually my least favorite team. Cheer against them as much as I could, but no, I was never a Tampa fan. I was always a Washington fan who, funny enough, was who my dad played against in his one game. So
that is crazy. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, they won the cup, right? So
yeah, that was awesome.
What do you remember about that, being a fan, just watching your favorite team win the cup?
That was That was a fun day. I was with a couple other of my buddies who had been let down like me the few years before that, that they're pretty good. And then it was a pretty exciting day for me.
Because they finally broke that second round curse. It
Yeah,
was always
exactly.
like the Penguins kept beating them and beating them, and then even when it wasn't the Penguins, they still kind of found that odd way to lose that series. And then once they got through, it's like, okay, this is the year. Like, they're gonna do it.
Exactly.
Which WHO team did you go to like games the most? Because obviously there's a bunch of BC teams in the dub. I mean, there's a whole division of them. So I kind of just wondering, like, which team did you kind of go and see games the most growing up?
Growing up, I had a lot of family in Prince George, and it's pretty close to my hometown, only 4 or 5 hours. So I was there a little bit when I was playing hockey in Delta and the Lower Mainland. I was at a couple of Giants games, but I didn't go to a whole bunch of WHL games growing up. I went to a couple of Cougars games, a couple of Giants games. That's about it.
Is it kind of like a homecoming for you when you get to play PG or the Giants in their barn?
Yeah, the last couple of years playing playing for Prince George, it was a bit of a homecoming because I had a lot of family at every single game. So, but I mean, not fully as I didn't really live there growing up. So I don't know, kind of mixed feelings about that, but it was and wasn't at the same time.
So let's talk about the Delta Hockey Academy program, like you just mentioned. How did they help with your development?
Yeah, they were huge. Coming from Fort St. John, I was pretty raw, like played in single A and double A growing up because it's just a small town, right? And then make that jump to Delta, that's where I made the biggest improvements, is getting some top end coaching and playing with some top end players was huge for me. Kind of opened my eyes to like what's actually out there, you know.
And I think that's kind of one of the more important things that those types of programs want to, I guess, enforce, it would be the right word, is to, kind of teach you guys that this is kind of what's out there and you kind of have to take advantage of it.
For sure.
You were in the program at the same time as players like Lukas Dragicevic and Terrell Goldsmith. Did you keep in contact with them at all?
Yeah, that's two of my best buddies to this day. I talk to them all the time. So, of course, yeah, stay in touch.
What's it like going up against them consistently?
I haven't played against Terrell yet. Last year he was hurt. This year I was hurt. So hopefully next year we'll finally get that game against each other because we just play each other once a year. But going to get up against Lucas and a couple other guys on that team, like Deacon McMillan, is fun. You get to have some friendly chat, trash talk at the face-offs and stuff. So.
And I think that's what's just awesome about it, right? You keep in contact with these guys and you just banter when you go up against them in the dub, right?
We got the best of them in the playoffs last year too, so.
You have the upper hand on him.
Oh yeah, we're up 1-0.
We'll see what happens when you get to play Goldsmith. Hopefully, you do have that opportunity, right?
Exactly.
What was your day like when the pandemic kind of shut everything down?
That was a weird one. I was in the middle of the CSHL playoffs, so it's like a tournament. Like I remember watching, I think it was Edge and someone else. They're during a game. They got shut down in the middle of the game and ended our playoffs. Yeah, I was in the stands for that, and
Wow.
that was an interesting one. And we weren't really sure what was going to come of it, right? So we didn't know. Like we thought maybe a week or two, then we'd resume playoffs. It was almost a year before I was playing hockey again. So.
That's really weird that they just like mid game, like, yeah, we're calling it.
Yeah, it was an intermission.
Jeez, I mean, I couldn't imagine being a player on the ice and just like, all right, like we're training for this moment. Next thing you know, like in the intermission, it's donezo.
Exactly.
Did your development like take positively increase because of the pandemic, or how would you kind of assess that?
I would say so. I mean, it was a big growing year for me. I had weights and a bike and a heavy bag at my house, so I was able to kind of work out and had a shooting area to shoot. So it wasn't what I wanted to be doing, but it's what I could do, I guess. So I tried to make the most of it. And kind of where I was living at the time, too, there was right in Steveston in Richmond. So it was kind of quiet in there. And you just go around your bikes and get a lot of exercise biking and walking around there when there's not really anyone out. It was kind of nice, but
was it hard to find ice during that time?
yeah, there wasn't even any ice for almost the whole summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think I stopped sometime March or April was when we stopped playing, and I didn't get skating for almost till the end of summer, so it was hard for sure.
One of the better things to come from the pandemic was you getting drafted to PG. What do you remember about draft day?
Yeah, I remember it was because it got shut down earlier. They were done all their scouting, so it got jumped up to a closer date, and it was kind of I don't know. It was different, right? Because you were like expect to be waiting, and it was just all of a sudden there, right? And then I remember just sitting on the couch with my family, and I watched a couple of my buddies get picked. So I was texting them and congratulating them. And like Joel Goldsmith got picked a pick or two before me. I was chatting with him a bit, and then PG picked me. So I was kind of pretty excited, put the phone away for a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Because you just want to live in the moment, right?
Yeah. And I started getting all the texts, the phone was blowing up. So
you were
it was
kind
fun.
Of that 2020 draft in the first round was loaded. I mean, you went 17th overall, same
Yeah.
round as Bedard, Height, Jaeger. What's it like to be in the same round as those guys?
Yeah, it's a privilege to be the same conversation as them. They're obviously fantastic players, and I've played with Heider the last couple of years and played spring with Bedard growing up, right? And so I know them. I know like what it's like to be around those guys, so, but it is still a privilege to be in the same conversation as them.
I just want to ask about like Connor Bedard, just a couple questions. Like, has his start with the Blackhawks kind of surprised you at all or no?
I don't think so. I knew he'd do good. He's obviously a special player, and that's just the way he shoots the puck. It's never going to go away. So he's always going to have success shooting that puck.
I mean, it's an unreal release. The torque on his stick, like I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, no.
And like he fits his stick and the puck in between the opponent's legs, stick, and I'm just
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How is that going bar down? Like, that is impossible. That should just not happen at all.
Yeah, it's pretty special what he can do when he's shooting that puck.
It basically defies physics.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's unreal. Would you say that he's like one of the hardest players you've like had to defend against?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. And he's always had that he's always couple extra gears over the rest of us growing up. So when we were getting better, he was already that good a few years earlier. Yeah.
He's just like, he got exceptional status for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. Anyway, your first season in the dub came in, 21-22 with PG. What was your biggest takeaway from your first season?
Just that I think I came out expecting to have more success than I did off the start. So I think my biggest takeaway was to be patient and not get caught up in that, and just kind of go with the flow a bit more, right? And I don't know, just not stress about it, but just be more patient. And the biggest takeaway, what I needed to improve on, was getting faster. It was just a huge jump my first year, the speed. I hadn't played hockey in almost a year because of COVID. So kind of going from Bantam, not getting that year in midget, then jumping right into the dub was a big jump. So I think I did a good job of it that summer. That next summer, we're getting a lot faster and stronger. So that was a good improvement.
Your first WHL goal came against the Royals. Did you have many friends and family in attendance for that?
No, it was in Victoria, so I didn't actually. I don't think I had any family or friends in attendance for that game. They were watching online, though.
I'm sure your phone blew up afterwards.
Yeah, this my mom was pretty happy for me.
Yeah, absolutely. The mom's the biggest supporter, right?
Exactly.
In those playoffs, unfortunately, you guys got kind of swept by the Portland Winterhawks there. What about their game, the Winterhawks game, was so difficult to figure out, if you remember?
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, but I remember we had traded Gauthier to Portland at the deadline, and then we ended up playing them in the playoffs, and he stood on his head that series. Like we outplayed them a couple of games, but they outshot them heavily a couple of games and still lost like 2-1. So it kind of bit us in the butt, but he was their MVP for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of weird when you think about it. You kind of trade your star player to Portland, and then, you guys match up in the playoffs, and it's kind of funny how it ends up like that. Last season, was a fantastic year, 33 and 66 games. What did you focus on in the offseason to really help with the increase in the point production?
Yeah, just my skating, like being faster and stronger. Like I mentioned earlier, it was a big jump, especially not playing hockey or like playing hockey, but not playing games for almost a year. So it's a big eye opener, and I think I did a really good job of getting a lot faster and stronger. And I think I got even like this summer leading into this year, I got even more strong, even faster. But obviously, I haven't got to show it off yet with the injury. So when I come back, it's hopefully gonna pay off.
You faced off against the Americans in the first round, and that included two overtime playoff games. What's it like to play in that situation in playoff overtime?
Yeah, it was crazy actually. We had a lot of fans in attendance for those ones. It was, we had the whiteout going on in Prince George there, so those were some fun games. They're memorable for sure.
To end the series, you guys won three straight, including the overtime game that kind of got you guys to the end there. Was it the momentum that you got in the other games that, kind of helped you guys get the legs underneath you for the extra periods there?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. There's a couple weird games mixed in there with some. Remember, there's a couple of controversial no goals, and one game actually in Prince George, the fans threw garbage all on the ice, and it took like
Oh,
half an hour to clean up.
wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some. It was an interesting series for sure. But yeah, that momentum definitely leading into those games. We thought we were going to win, and obviously, it paid off.
Lots of controversy then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's what makes for a fun, memorable series.
Yeah, for sure.
In the second round, you went up against the Thunderbirds, who were absolutely stacked that year. What was the mindset going into that series, since you had to game plan around so many talented players?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously knew they're a good team. We weren't. But I wouldn't say we were intimidated by them. We were coming off a series win. We knew we deserved to be there just as much as they did. So it was definitely a tough series. We didn't win that one, but it was fun to play in and play against that team with all those guys on it there. That was a pretty special team they had there.
How did you end up finding about the trade to the Silvertips?
I got a phone call from my agent the night before, saying that it was kind of in the works, and don't hold your breath, like nothing's happened yet. And then in the morning, the Prince George GM phoned me and told me the news. So I was pretty excited to get started with the Silver Tips. I love it there. It's a great place to play. The fans are awesome. I had
And
quite a few buddies on that team too, so it was a good place to go.
that's what a lot of Silvertips players have told me. It's like the fans in Ever are just like fantastic.
Yeah, even when I was playing in Prince George, like Everett was my favorite place to play. They're cheering against you, but it's just loud and it's fun.
So before going down with your injury, you had played 12 games with the Silvertips. How was the fit coming along with the Silvertips? Was it difficult at first, like knowing that you might have to learn different systems?
Yeah, it was different at first. Like, we play a completely different way, right? And I was starting to figure it out. I was starting to play it better and gel with my line mates a bit. And it's unfortunate what happened, but I'm super excited to get back and kind of get back with the boys and in the groove, start to come back at the fun time of the year, right? So
I mean, it doesn't get any better
excited.
than the second half, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a home stretch. Like, it's going to be so awesome to see the end of the season. And you guys are poised to go on like a deep playoff run.
Yeah, we're good this year. We had a really good last couple of months, and we've had 9 to 10 guys out of the lineup at a time, really. So we get everyone back, we're gonna be looking good.
One of your teammates, Julius Mennen, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He made top prospects. Like, what's it like playing with his talent?
He's a good player. I mean, he's young. I think he's 06 birth year. So seeing him come over and kind of adapt as quickly as he did was cool. And it's a completely different game than he's used to. It's a smaller ice, and yeah, he's doing well, and I'm hoping he does well at that game. I'm hoping to see him before he goes and wish him luck.
Speaking about, kind of evaluating your teammates' games, how do you evaluate your own game, I guess, throughout your career to this point?
Like my play style, or
Yeah, play style, sure.
yeah, I like to say I'm a modern day power forward. Like, you put the puck in the net, but I'm also I finish every check when I get the chance, and score lots of goals in the greasy areas, and I'm good into the corners down low, holding onto the puck and making plays out of the corners. So modern day power forward, like I said, I'm like the model game after the Kachucks. It's kind of what I think I play like, so.
You kind of need to deliver that big hit when you need to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What has been your favorite WHL arena to travel to, and what has been the one that's been your least favorite so far?
Well, when I was in PG, like I said, Everett was always my favorite one to come to, so it's cool I get to play there all the time now. But I don't know. Maybe the Oilers rink, the Rogers
Rogers
Place or Rogers.
Place.
Yeah,
Okay.
that was cool getting kind of walked through there. That was probably my favorite one besides Everett to go to. I don't know if I have a least favorite. I haven't been everywhere yet. I haven't been out to the far division there, Saskatchewan. So I haven't seen any of those rinks, but I don't know if I have a least favorite.
What about an arena that you haven't been to yet then?
I haven't been to Brandon, Moose Jaw, PA, Regina.
Do any
I
of
think
those
I went.
arenas excite you or no?
They're looking at all, like, I don't know. The Sask one looks pretty cool. The Saskatoon one looked pretty cool. One sec. The Brandon one kind of looks interesting. That's the one with the benches on the two opposite sides of the ice, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, that one kind of looks interesting. So, looking forward to playing there next year, hopefully. So,
I just have a few kind of rapid fire questions here. Starting with what is your favorite TV show if you have any or if you have one?
right now I'm into Suits.
Okay.
I'm in about season three of Suits. Favorite all times probably Riverdale's up there. I like to watch Riverdale.
Yeah,
It's a good
it was
one.
up there for me too. I'm not gonna lie, I did. I was a big enjoyer of that when it came out.
Riverdale. I liked Outer Banks. That was a good one too.
Yeah, that's one for me too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not into
That's what I
suits.
got on my
I
mind
should I
now.
get into suits?
I didn't watch it for a long time. I thought it was gonna be boring, but I really like it actually. I'd recommend it.
I might have to start watching it now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite vacation spot?
Growing up, my favorite vacation spot was actually my cabin in Prince George, just not
Oh,
even
that
like,
sounds really awesome.
yeah, it's not even like, it's like not super hot, but I just go out, wake up in the morning, go fishing till about dinner time, go to bed, kind of do it all over again. So that's what I like to do. Like fishing's my thing. So.
Yeah, because like I ask players that question, they're always like, okay, the paradise spots, Mexico,
Yeah.
Cancun, Hawaii. But then I'm just like, yeah, I love Ottawa. Like, I love the
Yeah.
cold. I
Yeah.
just like snow. I love that type of stuff. So
Yeah.
it's nice to see that, someone doesn't go with the paradise spots.
Yeah, I've been to Mexico and I've been to Turks and Caicos, but I'd say most of my favorite memories growing up came from my cabin going fishing with my dad.
Have you played in any Teddy Bear Toss games?
Yeah, I've played in two home games. I want to say three way Teddy Bear Toss games, maybe two, but I missed all of them this year. They played in four this year, so I don't know. I didn't get to play in those ones, which is disappointing, but I played in some before.
I mean, like, I personally, I love the Teddy Bear Toss. It is my
Yeah,
favorite. It is
it's
my
awesome.
favorite CHL event because just all the bears rain down. It's awesome.
Yeah, the one in Everett was cool. Like they almost had as many teddy bears as Edmonton, I think it was.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think they're only about 1,000 off or something like that.
Because Edmonton has a bigger arena, right?
Yeah, they had the. I think they almost sold out the Oilers rink.
That's wild. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Being that close to Edmonton, I mean, that's like sets the bar, right? That's the standard now.
Yeah, it kind of just shows you like fans in Everett are awesome.
Why do you wear number 48?
I did not get a choice actually on that one. I didn't want to wear that one. There's been a. I heard it a bit. Heard the Zellweger chirps for a bit. They kind of calmed down after a couple weeks, but after hearing them, all right, I gotta go get this changed. But I guess all the numbers were handed out, so I got stuck with it.
Oh man, dude, that's a pretty funny story.
Yeah. I didn't get to choose that one. Willie was the first one to give it to me, a coach. He's like, "Oh, we got Mini Zell out here."
I mean, that's kind of surprising. It hasn't been retired due to Zellweger's like excellence in the Silvertips uni.
Yeah, for sure.
Actually, speaking of a player that is kind of like renowned for their success in Everett, like Jackson's Berezowski, he has a bobblehead. Like, does his kind of leadership still is there, even though he's not with the team? I know you didn't really get to spend any time with him, so I decided to ask.
Yeah, I never met him. I hear about him every day. The boys still talk to him, talk about him all the time. He's left his impact there for sure. But the biggest, yeah, like the biggest thing they talk about is what a great leader he was. And that's what Dennis Williams, that's his favorite thing. Like, I remember chatting with him just about when I got hurt there. I just remember talking with him about Berezowski and what a great leader he was. And that's just what all the things that made him a great captain. So, heard a ton about him, never met him, though.
I think you might get a chance to meet him with his bobblehead coming and plus his retirement. Like his jersey should be in the rafters soon.
Yeah, oh yeah, hopefully.
What is your favorite off-ice activity?
Yeah, it's always been fishing. I don't know if that's gonna get beaten, but I've really gotten into golf the last couple of years. It's getting up there. I don't know if it's quite there with fishing yet, but
I mean, I'm a big mini putt guy myself. I don't golf, but I mini putt.
yeah, nothing wrong with that.
My last question to you is, do you have any advice for younger hockey players?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of just the same thing my dad always related to me growing up is like you see like the social media is kind of it, you see all this stuff, all this fancy stuff that people are doing, and it works once in a while, right? But if you actually sit down and watch a hockey game, that stuff's not happening all the time. You gotta kind of learn, you gotta learn how to play the game the right way and play. I don't know. You gotta play a hard game. It's kind of a lost art to be like a gritty player, like one of the Kachuk players, and that's what makes them so valuable to their teams. So, not everyone can be the McDavids or the Bedards. So, it's probably my biggest advice there is kind of play the game the right way and not focus too much on the Michigans.
I mean, look, it worked once in the World Juniors. We got that
Yeah.
upcoming. Obviously, it worked
Yeah.
a couple of times in NHL, but you're perfect. Like, you're on point. It doesn't happen all that often, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd like to thank again Caden Brown for joining me on today's podcast. Thank you again, Caden.
Yeah, thanks for having me.